Welcome to Soulful Insights, where we break free from trauma, reclaim our power, and step into full spiritual sovereignty through deep healing, breathwork, hypnotherapy, and subconscious reprogramming. I'm your host, Tandy, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful and misunderstood topics in relationships, the true balance between masculine and feminine energy. In a world that has twisted these energies into hierarchies of power and control, it's time to return to the sacred dance of equality, partnership, and deep connection. We've been told for far too long that men are leaders and women are supporters. That different but equal means women must submit while men hold authority. But what if true balance wasn't about one leading and one following, but about both partners moving in harmony, like the beautiful dance of yin and yang, each not only necessary and irreplaceable, but each powerful in their own right and part of a leadership team instead of a hierarchy? In this episode, I want to discuss with you how to honor the feminine and masculine hormone cycles in your relationship. Why men need to be partners and not providers. True masculinity includes vulnerability, emotional intelligence, and the ability to engage in intimacy. And I'm not talking about sexual stuff here. Well, I am, but it's different than what you think. The importance of equal domestic labor and childcare. Real partnership isn't about, quote, helping. It's shared responsibility. And the difference between sacred intimacy and patriarchal sexuality. And that's a huge issue in our society. Our entire society is built upon patriarchal sexuality, and women fully and wholeheartedly support this. Intimacy must be rooted in connection, not consumption. And that's something that I really want women to learn, because it is life-changing. So this true balance is not benevolent patriarchy. It is a dance of equals where women's leadership, intuition, and wisdom are fully honored. So let's look at the dance of masculine and feminine energy in relationships. True balance is not about one leading and one following, as I said earlier. It's about harmony. Masculine and feminine energies are not opposites. They are complements. They circle around each other like yin and yang. Each is powerful. Each is essential. And actually, each fades into the other. This is the interesting thing. So when we look at the sun as masculine energy, and we look at the moon as feminine energy, so the day is masculine and the night is feminine. You don't have the sun shining brightly, noonday sun, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's dark. They're not opposites, right? That's how we would see this, is like, you have light and you have dark. You have masculine, you have feminine. That's not how it works. The sun slowly fades into the feminine. It fades into it. It is not just this equal but different type of a thing. The evening has light. It fades in, and then the sun comes back in the morning, right? So it is a dance. So we talk about benevolent patriarchy and its idea of women being essential. Well, this is the problem. They say, oh, women are essential. They're needed. The problem is, when they say women are essential, they're talking about women being essential to fulfill men's needs. Women are essential as child bearers, but not leaders, not as intelligent, not as decision makers. This is the problem when you say someone is essential. They're essential for me I'm a woman, but you know what I'm saying. You're saying, we are essential for the men. They need us to bear their children. They need us to wipe the counter after they make a mess. They need us to pick up their clothes. They need us to do their laundry. They need us to cook their meals. Not as intelligent leaders, but as servants. That's what women are considered essential for. That is not the natural order of things. That's not how it works. And this does not honor the true nature of the feminine. The truth of women's intuition is ignored by the world's religions. There's a reason we have a word for women's intuition, and we say it all the time, but we don't say men's intuition. I'm not saying men don't have it. It's just women are really tuned in. They've got a special gift. But if the world's religions listened to the intuitive promptings and messages of women, men would have to actually listen to them, which would put a woman in a very powerful leadership role, and their fragile male egos can't handle that. Balance does not mean a rigid divide of roles. Again, we see this like black and then bam, light, or light and then dark. That's not how it works. This rigid black and white thinking, you do this, I do that. Masculine energy, that's exactly what that is. It's not bad, but we have way too much of it. Balance means an ever-shifting, ever-adjusting dance where each partner supports the other based on their unique needs and rhythms and their life. So if you have children, you both are taking care of those children. Me and my husband do this. I have a daughter who is 15 years old. We adopted her from China about 9 years ago. She is autistic. She is blind, and she operates at about the level of a three-year-old. So what we do is I put her in the tub. I wash her hair and all of that, and we let her play in the tub for a while. And then I get her out and I get her dressed in her jammies. And then Daddy brushes her teeth and takes her in her room and does their little bedtime routine. And that is how we operate with that. In the mornings, I get her up, I get her dressed. He makes her breakfast. There is this dance that we have of caring for our child. Now we have two older kids. They're grown and gone. But, you know, I cared for the children all day long when they were young, and my husband would do the bedtime routine when they were little, and he would read them a story and tuck them in bed. And this balance, this dance, children need fathers, and they need fathers who don't just go to work every day. That's not you being a father. That's you being an employee. This idea of I provide, honey, you'd go to work no matter what, right? I've said this a million times. That is the dance. It's unique rhythms. Now, you don't have to set it up like me and my husband did. You can set it up in any way that you want. But both parents need to be involved in a child's life and the caretaking of a child. And that is the religious lie of different but equal. They love to say the word equal, even though nothing in religious teachings is equal at all. Many religious traditions teach what they call complementarianism. Now, it's interesting how they say that men and women complement each other, but women must submit to men. Women must subjugate themselves to men. Men are the leaders. Men are the head of the household. That's an interesting ideology. Men lead, women support. And this somehow creates equality. That is literally the opposite of equality. But they love to throw around the word equal, even though there's nothing equal about it. In complementarianism, only men can lead. Only men can have authority. Only men can teach in religious organizations. Women, they say, are easily deceived and will lead families and congregations astray if they're allowed to use their voice. This is the epitome of misogyny. And the reason I use that word, when you talk about misogyny, it's a hatred of women. When you say that women are like Eve and they are easily deceived by Satan and they will cause harm to their families or congregations if they teach them or lead, that's a hatred and blatant disregard for the intelligence and value of women. Full stop. This system is hierarchical, it's oppressive, and it's exploitive. It does not allow women's wisdom to be honored or their leadership to be recognized. True balance means valuing both energies equally, not placing one in authority and one in submission. That never works, and it does not create harmony in a family and in relationships. This is why you see a lot of women saying, "I am a married single mother," because that is what religion creates. Married single mothers who are doing literally everything, and all a man does is go to work and come home. And then he takes out the trash or something and thinks that he's done it because his only job is to provide. That's just you being an employee, and you'd be that whether you were single or whether you were married. That's not how you be a husband, and that's not how you be a father. It's ridiculous. So let's move into the feminine cycle and the masculine cycle and get a little bit more of an understanding. I talk about these a lot as well. Women live, their hormone cycles are 28 day on average. Some women are a little longer. I understand it's not exact. We don't live in connection with nature. Therefore, our cycles are all over the place. But this is the ebb and flow of energy, creativity, and rest that women's bodies have though. Men's cycles are a 24-hour cycle, so they wake up with high energy every morning and taper down by the evening. Very, very different, but our society operates on the 24-hour cycle and has no concept of a 28-day cycle. Women have more energy, more creativity, more action at certain times during their cycle, and other times their energy is lower. They might need a nap. They struggle with creativity. They may have writer's block or things like that, depending on the work that they're doing. True balance means honoring when a woman is in her low energy phases and allowing her space for renewal. Recognizing that a man's steady energy does not mean pushing his pace onto her. Men stepping up when her energy is lower rather than expecting her to perform at that same level every day. So here's the thing. When a woman is in a low energy state in her cycle, a man stepping up and doing more dishes, more laundry, maybe more of the work during that time is really important because he's honoring her. And when she is all in with the energy, maybe she does a little bit more. But there's an ebb and flow of the two of them honoring each other and each other's needs rather than one person supposed to take care of the other all of the time. So where in your life have you felt pressure to ignore your natural rhythms to meet the demands of a system designed for men? Do you feel it in your own home? Do you feel it at work? Do you feel it, you know, in your service, in your religion? What is it? Where are you feeling that? And I would invite you to kind of reflect on that and see how you can change that for yourself. So I want to look at the role of men in a true partnership. Men must be emotional partners, full partners, not providers. That's ridiculous. Women can have their own job. They can make their own money. They can have their own house. They can do all of those things. They don't need that. That's not what they need out of a relationship. Nobody needs money out of a relationship. Nobody needs a house out of a relationship. That is complete and utter emotional neglect and neglect of a relationship altogether. True masculinity is not just about physical protection and provision. It's about emotional presence and depth. A true partner listens, supports, and creates emotional safety, not just financial security. Women do not exist to be a man's therapist or emotional crutch. Men need to learn to process their own emotions instead of expecting women to absorb them. This is where we get into men yelling, expressing their anger and frustration on their wife when they get home. Grow up. Learn to process your own emotions. In patriarchal societies, men are expected to act tough, to hide emotion, and pretend they don't have any. My dad says this all the time. I deal in facts. I don't deal in emotion. he deals in a lot of emotion because my dad yelled and screamed and hit us, and we saw emotion out of him every single day. He denied that he had emotion, but he had a lot of it. The sad reality of this patriarchal society is this leads to addictive and abusive behaviors in relationships. And if men want to be happy and have loving relationships, the first step is admitting that you have emotion. The other thing that you need to understand is emotion is energy in motion. It is an energy that you are feeling within your body. And you may feel that in different ways. Some people will feel butterflies in their stomach when they're nervous. That is a perfect example of this energy that you're feeling in your body. It needs to move. When you're feeling anger or anxious or fear or whatever else, that energy needs to be moved and processed. It needs to be dealt with, and then you can move forward in a healthy way. When this process does not occur and the emotion remains held down, the subconscious mind seeks to solve for that. The subconscious is like, we need to solve for this. We are angry, we are sad, we are frustrated, whatever emotion it is that you're ignoring. And generally, we try to suppress the, quote, negative ones, right? We don't try to suppress happiness. This generally leads to an insatiable desire for a dopamine hit. This is why we end up with men with a lot of issues, because they're told, you're not emotional, you're not supposed to have them, don't show them. And this energy is stuck. And it builds and it grows and it festers under the surface. And a lot of times we're like, no, we're fine. You're not fine. Because eventually this comes in the form of an explosion of anger. Even if you have been in fear for a long time or other things, frustration, anger is a secondary emotion and it can explode all over the people that you love. Or when your subconscious mind is trying to find a way to solve for this, it comes in the form of alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling, gaming, overeating, all kinds of self-sabotaging behaviors. And yes, pornography is a self-sabotaging behavior and is extremely harmful to men's ability to connect with women on an emotional level. Because all it is just using a complete stranger without consent. And I'm not going to talk about that now, but pornography is not consent. Nothing that you are not able to verbally get consent for is consent. You don't know how that person ended up where they are. Therefore, you cannot verify consent. Even behaviors that many people wouldn't associate with addiction can become such an overwhelming compulsion that those experiencing it would liken it to an addictive behavior. Like gambling, for example. It's not the same as drugs in its like addictive nature, but gambling can become a huge problem, same with anything else. This happens because the subconscious mind has created a neural pathway that solves for the strong emotion. Even if it's destructive, it doesn't matter. It's solving that emotional charge. It's solving for that energy that needs to be solved. This is incredibly destructive in relationships because it prevents emotional intimacy, which is needed by women in order to feel safe. And to, even for women to feel desire for physical intimacy, they have to have emotional intimacy. And I know people will say, well, there's, you know, women who don't. No, women who don't are dissociated. It's a trauma response. They can shut down and dissociate from what's going on around them. It is not that they are wanting something. And that's a whole other story for another episode. Denying emotions can lead, like I said, to explosive anger or turning inward and shutting her out because you don't want to feel those emotions. This, again, is extremely destructive in relationships. We've got to drop the patriarchal toxic masculinity and open up to healthy masculine energy. So, we're going to start with how to do that. Number one, shared domestic labor and childcare. Men do not help around their own damn home. And you don't help care for your own children. But in patriarchal conditioning, men see household chores as women's work. Child rearing, when a man is engaged in taking care of his own children, he sees himself as babysitting instead of equal responsibility. A true partner, that is not true partnership. That is seeing your wife as a servant. Seeing you are consuming her. You are the consumer of her energy and her labor, and she does it for free. And you say, no, I provide. No, you don't. You would have the same job, the same house, and the same car no matter what. It's not the same. A true partner sees housework and childcare as shared work, not helping or doing a favor, because you don't see your partner as your servant. You are to cook for me. You are to clean for me. You are to do my laundry. You are to take care of the kids. You are literally to do everything. That's not what a partner is. A partner doesn't wait to be asked. He sees what needs to be done and he does it. If she's struggling, if she's having a rough day, things haven't been done, he goes in and he does it. He cleans up the kids' toys. He puts away the dishes. He does what needs to be done. He doesn't need to be asked because he doesn't see her as his servant. He honors her emotional, mental, and physical labor that she carries and works to alleviate that burden because he does go to work. She's changing messy diapers. She is doing dishes. She was doing endless amounts of laundry. She is doing things throughout the day if she stays home. If she has a job, that's a whole other load that she carries. She is the one that is scheduling their dental appointments and their doctor's appointments and their soccer practices and their ballet lessons and everything else. There's a huge mental load that she carries. A true partner doesn't let her carry it all alone. So I need to reflect on how you've been conditioned to believe that household work is women's work and that emotional labor is a woman's responsibility. Where did you get that idea from? And what I want you to do is if you struggle to see household work as just general being an adult, taking care of your own mess and your own crap, if you struggle, I want you to kind of see where that came from and why. And how can you start to untangle yourself from this? Now, I really want to get into, this is something I talk about a lot, sacred intimacy versus patriarchal sexuality. Our entire society right now is in patriarchal sexuality. And it kills love. It kills relationships. It kills man's ability to respect women. Sacred intimacy is about emotional and spiritual connection, not consumption. Men in general in a patriarchal society are consumers. They're entitled. They are consumers. They don't give to a woman. They just throw money at her. And it's the same with patriarchal sexuality too. The wife is just a means to an end and you throw money at anybody to give you what you want. You're just a consumer. You don't give to anyone. You don't even care. I don't care what your name is. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. I just want access to you for a minute so that I can feel good. That's not intimacy. That's abuse. Patriarchal conditioning treats sex as something men take from women. I want you to let that sink in. Think about all of the things in our society that take from women. It's almost everything in this realm. Reducing women to objects of male pleasure rather than equal participants in an emotional and spiritual union. We are voyeurs. Pornography is voyeurism. I don't know these people. I don't know their names. I don't give a damn. I just want to use you to please myself. That's patriarchal sexuality in a nutshell. If you were spying in someone's window, we'd haul you off to jail. We don't know what consent goes on in any of this stuff. But regardless, it's not an emotional and intimate connection. It's not honoring the dignity of other people. Society has conditioned men to see sexuality as women visually pleasing them, as women being objects to be purchased, displayed, consumed, and discarded at will and pleasure, and they treat their wife the same. That's what a woman is in our society. Full stop. She cooks. The woman that he consumes at home is cooking, cleaning, pregnant, bearing children, laundry, buried in everything. She's scheduling his dentist appointments. She's cleaning up his messes. She's carrying the entire load of his life, and he just goes to work and sits on the couch and watches TV or games. And every other woman that he comes in contact with is a female form that he finds pleasurable. Or he ignores her. Because women, in men's minds in a patriarchal society, are to be purchased, displayed, consumed, or discarded at his will and pleasure. Patriarchal sexuality in a relationship is all about his pleasure, rather than what is enjoyable and safe to her. And this is what happens when we get into pornography or whatever else is out there, because it's not about the woman. How did she end up in this place? A healthy woman, mentally, emotionally healthy woman, does not do these things to herself. But men don't care about what is pleasing to her. Does she feel safe? Is she doing things she wouldn't otherwise do because she needs to put food on a table or a roof over her head or for children? Or she doesn't feel safe in a relationship. She's afraid that this man is going to kill her or harm her, and she needs to get out and she needs money. That's not consent. That's not caring about the other human on the other side. Many women have been victims of some sort of sexual violence or violation in their lives, and their partners need to be sensitive to this. Even women who have not been victims of violation, some sort of violation, they've been catcalled. They've been treated poorly by men at some point. And it is critical that honorable men treat intimacy as an exchange of love, respect, and a desire for physical and emotional connection rather than just pleasure. Sacred intimacy is emotional safety before physical connection, all the time. Now, I'm not getting into this as a your quote purity culture issue. I'm not telling you what type of relationship you have to have. All I am saying is any intimacy that you have with another human being needs to reflect your feelings for them. So if I've just dated someone, if I'm going to give them a hug after a date, I'm expressing that level of intimacy because I feel a connection to you, because I enjoyed my time and I like you. If I kiss someone, it's because I have a feeling for you. Otherwise, I am consuming another human being, which is abuse. Full stop. Even if they let me do it. There's a lot of people out there who have been so abused, neglected, and abandoned that they know how to dissociate and let someone do something to them. That's not the way that you want to treat other people. Consensual, deeply connected, and honoring of both partners' needs, always. It is never about performance. It is never about pressure. It is never about obligation, and it is never about the exchange of anything. The only thing that both of you get out of this is connection. That is the only thing. Patriarchal sex culture is built on male pleasure and female compliance. Women are taught to be good wives. They must always be available to their husbands. This is not love. This is coercion. And now what we always talk about, men can't control themselves, so women have to. You just always have to be available or he's going to go do something else. You have to visually please men all the time. What do you think the whole entire plastic surgery industry is? Women trying to be visually pleasing to men because that is what they feel they must do. And what's all over the internet? Women that are willing to plasticize the hell out of themselves. For what reason exactly? for their own benefit or for the benefit of people that they want to look at them. This is not about love. This is not about honoring the dignity of other people. Sacred intimacy is only possible when both partners are seen as equal. A woman's pleasure, her boundaries, and her emotional readiness matter as much as a man's. All the time. Her pleasure matters. She should not just be being consumed. Doesn't matter if you're married or what you're doing. A woman's boundaries should be honored. And you know what? She may let men violate her boundaries for a wide variety of reasons. You shouldn't be the man that does it. And I will tell you, I am passionate about this. And the reason that I am, yes, I am an abusive survivor, but I have a family member who is an abuse survivor. She was abused by a friend's grandfather starting at about the age of 8. She did not have boundaries with men because she thought her value came from that kind of attention. And her body was so used and so abused, it was tragic. She died at the age of 41 of a pulmonary embolism. She was addicted to meth. She abused alcohol. She ended up being trafficked by a boyfriend. And when she died, do you think her boyfriend showed up to her funeral? No. Do you think any of those men that purchased her body or looked at her in all the types of jobs that she had came to her funeral? No. Because they don't care. They are consumers of women. And when that woman loses her life tragically, they walk away and find another one to consume. They are ravenous wolves waiting to consume. And I will never validate that type of behavior towards other human beings. Because one of my fundamental values, then I will always talk to you about this, is honoring the dignity of all people. It's a foundational principle for having a civilized society and treating people with respect. So I want you to reflect. Have you ever felt pressure to prioritize someone else's physical needs over your own emotional, physical, or spiritual needs or well-being? Where have you ever felt pressure to do something you didn't want to do? Or felt pressure to prioritize someone else? And I want you to kind of unravel that just a little bit. I want to talk about true balance. Women lead, men are secure. Women's intuition has to be honored. Women are deeply intuitive, emotionally intelligent, and spiritually attuned, naturally. In a balanced relationship, a woman's wisdom guides the direction, while a man's stability supports and secures the foundation. I want to say that again. A woman's wisdom guides the direction. The man's stability supports and secures the foundation. Men hold the line, women lead the way. Men are meant to be anchors, protectors, and supporters, not dictators or rulers. Women were meant to lead in wisdom, intuition, and spiritual insight, not to be silenced or sidelined. The partnership is a dance, not a hierarchy. So I want you to reflect on where you've been told that women must follow instead of lead. Where did you learn that from? Were you raised in a high demand religion? Maybe you just saw it in society, saw it in your own home. How would your relationships change if balance was restored? And that is the biggest reflection that I want you to think about, is how your relationships would change if balance was restored. True balance is about mutual honor, respect, and partnership, not about hierarchy, control, or submission. So I would encourage you to, as a woman, tracking your energy cycles and communicating them with your partner. I want you to look at what times in your cycle you have lower energy or you feel more overwhelmed, or whatever that, however that shows up in your body. And I want you to communicate that with your partner. And I want you to try to, if you are in a safe relationship, try to start balancing domestic labor and those things with those energy peaks and valleys. Have conversations about the emotional labor, shared responsibility, mutual support. Follow Soulful Insights for more deep dives into spiritual sovereignty and relationships. I would love to have you as a subscriber and continue this conversation. And my final thought. Masculine and feminine energy were never meant to be about power and submission. They are the dance of the universe, each equal, each essential, each incomplete without the other.